George P. Bush, White Terrorists Are a Real and Present Threat. By Catherine Rodriguez on August 4, 2019. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush released a statement Saturday calling white terrorists a real and present threat in the wake of the El Paso, Texas, shooting and stressed that they should be defeated. "I believe fighting terrorism remains a national priority. And that should include standing firm against white terrorism here in the U.S., Bush tweeted Saturday evening. "There have now been multiple attacks from self-declared white terrorists here in the U.S. in the last several months. This is a real and present threat that we must all denounce and defeat. All terrorism must be stopped. I am praying for the victims of the shooting in El Paso. And I am asking that all Americans stand firm against all forms of terrorism," added Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and grandson of former President George H.W. Bush. El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen said that an alleged manifesto written by the shooter was a potential nexus to a hate crime. The manifesto allegedly railed against immigrants in Texas, criticized Republicans and Democrats, and stressed keeping a European identity in America, NBC News reported. The El Paso shooter allegedly killed 20 people and injured 26 others on Saturday, and the U.S. Attorney's Office has announced it would treat the incident as an act of domestic terrorism. Bush is the latest among several lawmakers who have denounced the El Paso shooter. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, announced Sunday that the El Paso shooting was a heinous act of terrorism and white supremacy. President Donald Trump also condemned the shooting, calling it an act of cowardice in an early Sunday morning tweet.